But sometimes we get busy trying to entertain, and sometimes trying to be seen and heard and trying to put on a show, you know. And you know, as long as I've been here, and long as you've been here, some of you know I love preaching and all of that stuff. And I believe there is and some anointed preaching. But I believe there's a lot of stuff go on that ain't anointed. Hello, hello. Amen. And somebody said the proof is in the pudding. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And isn't that that's what's been said?
Yes, sir.
The proof is in the pudding, not in the showtime.
Okay.
So they brought this young man, this man brought his son to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, he said, I'll read it. He asked, and he asked the father, how long, this is verse 21, how long is it ago since this came upon him? And the father said, of a child, ever since he'd been a child, when he was a child. And he went on to tell him, he said, oftentimes he had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. To do what? Can you imagine something taking your child? You just going along, and it'll take him and throw him into the water. That's what it said. And there's a fire, and it takes and throw him into the fire. That can have some bearing on your mind, on your nerves, on your feeling. And on your life.
Amen.
Huh? That's your child. And so he said, to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us. And do what? And help us. Do what? Have compassion and help us. And this is where you find most people, I'm finding out, they want compassion, they want to help, but they don't know how to get the compassion, Lord, to help them. Just wanting something ain't gonna make it happen. Just hoping something happen won't make it happen.
Amen.
You gonna have to know how to make it happen.
Yes.
Anybody in the house?
Right. Yes, sir.
So when the man expressed himself, hello.
Hello.
Jesus said unto him, here's your problem. Here's the way to make it happen. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. I want y'all to repeat that. If thou canst believe, let's make it personal. If I can believe,
all things are possible
to him that believeth.
I am a believer.
Who are you?
I am a believer.
So what's possible to you?
All things.
How many things?
All things.
So how many of you, thank you, Lord, thank you, Father. How many of you got situation right now? Got some situation, some circumstances, long-extending circumstances, long-standing situations, and across that period of time, the enemy has said a lot to you about it won't happen. Anybody in the house Am I the only one? Am I the only one? And he said, and the enemy have told you how it will never change. He told you how it will never change. You were born this way. This is just the way life is. You don't qualify. You're not good enough. You're too late. You should have did it earlier. If you had to believe God earlier, you could have got it. Anybody in the house?
Amen.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But watch what Jesus said. Jesus said, if thou canst believe. If thou canst believe. I'm going to ask you again, how many things are possible? You're right there. Just flip over a couple of pages. Now, how much of what Jesus said is the truth? Look what Jesus said to his disciples and said to us. Mark 11, 23. You read it many times, but watch it. He said, if thou canst believe, right, all things are possible to him that what?
Believe.
Who believe? Him, her, the one that believe. All right? He said in Mark 11, 23, for verily I say unto you, who? You. You mean who? Me. For verily I say unto you. And that whosoever. So you qualify to be a what? That whosoever. So that's me.
That's me.
I qualify.
I qualify.
That whosoever. So he's telling these disciples how to get what you believe. Right? He said to the young man, Father, if thou canst believe, right? Now he's telling them how to get what you believe. How many of you want what you believe or you want? How many of you want it? How many want to know how to get it and get it every time?
Hallelujah.
It's not a hit and miss thing. It's not a sometime up, sometime down, the stuff we heard all our lives. Sometime in, sometime out. No, no, no. God is not a sometime God. He's on the throne. He's not a sometime God that he'll answer prayer. He's God. He's God. He's God. Always will be God. Always will be true. Always answer prayer. Always watch over his word to make sure that word comes to pass. So he said, whosoever. So we found out what? That I'm a whosoever. Whosoever. So whosoever shall do what? Let's see what it said. That whosoever shall say unto this mountain, what is that mountain that's been standing a long time, short time, in between time, and been telling you that it's not going nowhere?
Come on, bitch.